Good morning. My name is Tom. I will be your conference operator. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Regent Seven Seas Cruises second quarter 2014 earnings conference call for holders of the company's senior notes. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session for the company's note holders. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Jason Montague, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Tom, and welcome everyone to our 2014 second quarter call. On the call with me today is Frank Del Rio, our Chairman and Chief Executive Officer. Frank will begin the call with his commentary on the quarter, and I will follow with a more detailed overview on the financial results. Before I turn the call over to Frank, I would like to remind everyone that certain statements made during this conference call may constitute forward-looking statements. Participants should not place undue reliance on these statements in making investment decisions. Some of these statements are based on management's current expectations and include known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors, some of which can be found in the documents made available to you on the investor section of our website. Actual results could differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. Information being provided today is as of the dates indicated only, and the company disclaims any obligation to update such information or to announce any revisions to these statements to reflect future events or developments. Also today, management will discuss certain financial information that constitutes non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation of these items can be found in our earnings release in the investor section of the company's website. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Frank. Frank?
Thank you, Jason. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to also welcome everyone to our call today. We are pleased with our financial results, including record revenue, adjusted EBITDA, net income, and net yield for the quarter. In July, construction began on Seven Seas Explorer with a steel-cutting ceremony at the Fincantieri shipyard in Genoa, Italy. The ceremony marked the beginning of what we believe will set the standard for luxury cruising when Seven Seas Explorer joins the fleet in the summer of 2016. Our strong financial performance and new construction reflect our commitment to providing our guests with an extraordinary cruise experience. I'll now pass the call over to Jason to go over financial results in more detail. Jason?
Thanks, Frank. The following are results for the quarter ended June 30, 2014, in comparison with the same period in 2013. As Frank mentioned, total revenue was a record $142.9 million in the second quarter of 2014 compared to $142.7 million in the second quarter of 2013, while adjusted EBITDA was a record $29.8 million in the second quarter of 2014, an increase of 4.6% compared with $28.5 million in the second quarter of 2013. Net income was also a record for the quarter, reaching $11.7 million in the second quarter of 2014 compared to $6.5 million in the second quarter of 2013. Our net yield increased 7.8% to a record $561.85 for the quarter, compared with $521.24 in the second quarter of 2013, and occupancy was 95.4%, a decrease of 1.5 percentage points from a year earlier. Capacity during the quarter was 167,790 available passenger crew days compared to 171,990 in the second quarter of 2013 due to the 6 days of 10-day scheduled Seven Seas Mariner dry dock occurring in April of 2014. On the cost side, net cruise costs excluding fuel and other expense per APCD increased 0.5% for the quarter due to fewer available passenger cruise days. Fuel expense, net of settled fuel hedges, was $9.8 million for the quarter, compared to $10.1 million for the second quarter of 2013. At June 30, 2014, we had hedged approximately 69% of our expected fuel consumption for the balance of 2014 and 26% of our expected fuel consumption for 2015. Other expense was $4.9 million for the quarter, compared to $1.3 million for the second quarter of 2013. This increase was a direct result of the previously mentioned Seven Seas Mariner dry dock in the quarter. We'll now open up the call for questions from our note holders. Tom?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on your phone. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one at this time. Our first question is from the line of Jennifer Zillman with Private Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Great quarter. Just a couple of questions. Your net yield performance was a little bit stronger than I was expecting, and I was wondering if you could just go into a little bit more detail on, you know, what is driving that performance. Are you seeing, you know, good close-in bookings? You don't have customers spend a lot on your ships, but is, you know, spending on ancillary up, or what's driving that growth right now?
We simply set prices when the itineraries were released at this level. We believe there's strong demand for the product. That's why we ordered a new ship. And it just reflects strong demand for the itineraries that we operate.
Okay. And then just one other question, if you could refresh my memory on when you have progress payments due on the Explorer.
Sure. We actually made one in July, so that was the second progress payment. So that one's already done. The remaining two will be done next year, looking at probably beginning of third quarter and beginning of fourth quarter.
Okay. That's it for me. Great quarter.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. There are no further questions in queue at this time. Please continue.
Thank you all for your continued support and participation today. If you have any additional questions, please contact me or Jason Wirth, our Senior Director of Finance, whose contact information is included in the press release. I look forward to speaking to you all next quarter.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.